It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. With me this morning is University of Northern Iowa political scientist Chris Larimer. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Clay.
All right, well, Democrats in the state last night nominated a wealthy businessman from Des Moines to run against the state's Republican governor who has never been elected to the job. We're talking about Fred Hubbell and Kim Reynolds. And Fred Hubbell, he put a lot of money into this primary and did really well last night. What do you make of this?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it says a lot about campaigning in Iowa. Fred Hubbell is the one who is the most visible since last fall. He had been putting out mailers. He'd been on television really since last fall, pouring a lot of his own money into the state. But then he also spent a lot of time going around the state, going to as many parts of the state as he could. But, you know, obviously money still matters. Organization still matters in Iowa in terms of campaigning for a statewide race. And clearly, you know, he had a personal appeal to Democrats last night. I think if you look at the turnout, you know, 176,000, just over 176,000 people voted for the Democratic primary for governor last night. That exceeds what we saw for voting for the 2014 U.S. Senate primary for Republicans. So I think there was a level of enthusiasm out there for this particular race.
And even before Fred Hubbell had secured the nomination last night, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who was unopposed in her primary, we should say, was already on TV taking shots at Hubbell for inheriting wealth and not knowing how to balance a family checkbook. I think we've maybe seen what this general election is going to look like. Is this going to be kind of a class warfare battle?
Well, I think that is going to be the primary narrative going back and forth for November is that is Fred Hubbell someone you can relate to as an everyday Iowan given his wealth? And that makes sense. I mean, we know that personal politics matter in Iowa. On the policy side, Fred Hubbell has a lot that he can draw from in terms of talking about what the Iowa legislature did in 2017, what they did this session. So he's going to talk about the policy side of it. You can expect that Governor Reynolds is going to talk more about the personal side, that she's more relatable for everyday Iowans than Fred Hubbell is, given his wealth.
There may be some similarities to, you brought up the 2014 Senate race between now U.S. Senator Joni Ernst and former Congressman Bruce Braley, the Democrat in that race. There was a lot of personal shots taken at that race. Or is this going to play out pretty similarly?
Well, I think it's going to be a battle on the personal side of it. I think you're going to see both candidates, and we already have seen this from Governor Reynolds. She's been going around a lot more frequently to kind of those smaller town hall meetings, trying to make the case that she is someone Iowans can feel comfortable with. I mean, you know, in my own research on Iowa governors, that's a significant factor. Not only is it policy side, not only is it, you know, talking about the economics of the state, talking about politics, but it's also voters seem to want someone that they feel comfortable with, and if they feel comfortable with that particular candidate, they may be able to give them a pass on other things that might be a little bit more negative.
Let's now move to the two Democratic congressional contests that were decided last night in what are often targeted races nationally in Iowa because they're seen as kind of swing seats. Abby Finkenauer, a Democratic state lawmaker, now will face Republican Congressman Rod Blum in November. This is the district where you are, Northeast Iowa. It includes Waterloo and Cedar Rapids. And then Cindy Axne, a small business owner, will face Republican Congressman David Young this fall. This district includes Des Moines and Council Bluffs. What kind of shot do they have at ousting these two? I mean, Iowans like incumbents, right?
Oh, they absolutely do like incumbents. But I think for the first congressional district, you know, this is the second cycle in a row where we've seen Congressman Blum rated as among the top 10 most vulnerable incumbents in the country. In fact, the latest rating I saw is that he is the number one most vulnerable incumbent in the country. And in part, that is related to party registration within the district. You know, Democrats outnumber Republicans. But I think the unknown here is that the number of no-party voters in the district greatly outnumbers Republicans or Democrats. And so I think we're still trying to get a sense of where those no-party voters are going to go, which party do they lean toward, and that's what makes this race so competitive. And you know, Diane Bystrom, former director of the CAT Center at Iowa State, was talking last night on Twitter about how significant it is that you have Abby Finkenauer and Cindy Axne as the two nominees. We've never elected a Democratic woman to Congress. Abby Finkenauer has a chance to become the youngest woman elected to Congress. So I think you're going to see the first congressional district is extremely competitive going forward. You're going to see a lot of money going into that race. On the third congressional district, you know, that's one that's slightly less competitive for Democrats. Actually, Republicans outnumber Democrats there by a couple percentage points. So that's going to be a tougher challenge for Cindy Axne going forward.
And then really quickly here, Iowa went pretty big for Donald Trump in 2016. Are Democrats going to be wanting to attack the president here in the run-up to November?
Oh, I think you're absolutely going to see an attempt by all Democratic candidates to tie Republican candidates to President Trump. We know that presidential approval is a significant factor when it comes to voting in midterm elections. So I think you're going to see Democratic candidates do that throughout until November.
All right. Chris Larimer, political scientist at the University of Northern Iowa. Thanks for your analysis.
Thank you.
And you can find our coverage of last night's election at our website, iowapublicradio.org. I'm Clay Masters. This is Morning Edition on IPR.